Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pipgras. Davis scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Hayworth throws to third, and they've got Combs trapped. The throw to Hayworth, and Combs is tagged out for the double play. There goes Ruth. Here's the throw, and he's safe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schubel for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shubel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shubel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Shubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Shubel strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sewell moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Yankees, 3. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Crosetti moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel bunts towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pipgras covering. Safe. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel moves to second. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Schubel hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey moves to third. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 6-3, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazare hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 7-3, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 8-3, Yankees. George Uhel now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel juggles the ball. That's an error on Schubel. Dickey moves to third. Chapman moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pipgras hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Schubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Reel pinch hits for George Uhel. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.